we've got folks that are anywhere from small business to large manufacturers. They really just want an opportunity to let them know that we've got issues here in Western Mass, thank our delegation for everything that they do, and see what's going on at the State House.
I know the chamber every year comes up with a legislative agenda. So what are some of the key items that you're looking at this year on Beacon Hill?
We're actually tracking about 260 pieces of legislation, but we're looking at things such as the budget, the looking at the governor's fair share assessment, what he has proposed, which we think is an unfair assessment on employers. We'll be looking at family paid leave, the marijuana tax. We want to make sure that businesses aren't actually having to pay more in order to offset the cost to enforce that and regulate that. So there's a whole host of workplace issues that we're taking a look. I'd say, so out of those 260 bills, I'd say we probably 50 of those might see some movement. So we will be actively advocating for or against those, depending on what's in the best interest of the business community.
You mentioned the fair share plan that the governor has put forth. That, just for people who don't know, can you explain what that is?
Sure. What that is you have to have 11 employees or more. It's a $2,000 per employee assessment on companies that provide health insurance, pay a certain percentage of the premiums, but do not have 80% employee participation. And so we've been very vocal with our local delegation that we think it's unfair primarily because it's very hard for a business to get 80% participation. For example, I am offered it here at the chamber, but I actually take my husband's plan. And so those things are not carved out in this assessment. So the chamber would never get to 80% because we're on spousal plans or parental plans or veterans plans. And so we're very fortunate that the governor has actually listened to the business community and has kind of taken a step back and said, you know what, maybe I need to rethink this. And the House leadership has said the same thing, that, you know, we understand there may need to be an assessment, but we think it needs to be done in a with rigorous thinking, public input from the business community, and really get to the root of what the impact really is on the business community. So we appreciate both the House looking at that and the governor.
You're going to be meeting with some top officials from the Baker administration while you're up on Beacon Hill.
We actually have Auditor Suzanne Bump, who's going to be with us for the afternoon session. So she has done a phenomenal job identifying some waste within the administration, so I think she should be very interesting. We've got Secretary Ron Walker. He's from Labor and Workforce Development. Secretary Jay Ash, who is very much a friend of our region. He's from Housing and Economic Development. We've also got the Executive Director of the Massachusetts Health Connector. So when you look at the majority of the budget, it's actually going to MassHealth, so there should be a really great dialogue with him. And we've got other folks. Senator Karen Spilka, she is the chairwoman of the Senate Committee on Ways and Means. It's really great that we can actually have the chair of the Senate Committee on Ways and Means, which is where the money actually is. And, of course, we've got no stranger to our region, Senate President Stan Rosenberg. And I think rounding it up, we have UMass President Marty Meehan, who's going to join us for the first time as well.